I'm David Hatcher, EG's head of content, and I'm here with Stephen Clifton, Knight Frank's head of commercial. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. You're kindly going to bring us up to date with your innovative Knight Frank board changes and your drive for diversity.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, David.
So, just sort of let's sort of roll back a little bit. You appointed a new board in February. You took over as head of commercial in April, obviously the board was sort of made up at that time in February of sort of eight white middle-aged men. And I think you it was very much from the outset something that you had a short to medium term ambition to change quite dramatically. So. Just tell us where you've got to so far, and sort of from February, where that journey has gone.
I will. The board pretty much looks exactly as it did at the beginning, but we are implementing a really ambitious change policy within the business, which I'm personally and the business is really, really excited about. Changing a business overnight is pretty much impossible, and we must absolutely make sure that people get to the top of our business on merit, and we must make sure that the people who get to the top of the business are the people who are going to take it forward into the next generation. So what I've put in place is a method of collaborating and engaging with our business, and a method for our business to engage with the management in order to change that as quickly as we possibly can. And it is going to change really, really quickly. And these are what I call development boards and critical area boards. And there are eight of those.
And those are coming into practice from when?
From Monday.
From Monday. Fantastic. And what will each of those do? What do each of the boards do? How will they function and interact?
What I first did is took a step back and I listened before I took the job, and I listened to the business and I heard what the business wants to do. The business, not just at the top level, but the business at every level. And what I heard is that the business wants engagement. The business wants collaboration. The business wants a voice. And that people who look at their careers quite differently to the way that perhaps I did or other people of my generation did want to know that they can move forward through the business as swiftly as possible. So each of these development boards or critical area boards, of which, as I mentioned, there are eight, are focused on absolutely critical strategic areas of our business. So if I take one, for example, the People Development Board does broadly what it says on the tin. But for, as you very kindly put it earlier, a bunch of 50-odd-year-old guys sitting around a table, to be deciding how we should recruit, how we should promote, how we should reward, how we should retain, is fundamentally wrong. And our business is a partnership. And what makes that very special is that a partnership is a very personal thing. Even the definition of the word partnership. So we want to be partners to the people that we're working with, to help them, to assist them in their careers. And equally, we want to make sure that we as an organization are partners with our clients. And we think that is a really important aspect of a very personal journey that we all end up going on, whether it's our careers or during the work that we do. So the People Development Board will be made up of one person who is the chairman, and he is a person who is already, and I use the word he because he is a he, and he is already on the commercial board. So that gives the board a degree of power and gravitas. Then there is a director, and the director on the board is the most critical person, and that is one of eight people that we've selected from our business. And one of those eight people on the board is then charged with running that board, bringing it all together, taking on board the strategic concepts or ideas that we want the board to look at. Each of those, or those eight directors, 50% of them are men, 50% of them are women. They are all around 35 years old or less, which is very important, I think. And I'll come on to the ambitious diversity that we're looking at. And then the rest of the board is made up of a proper cross-section of our organisation. So absolutely genuine 50-50, male and females, but also all the different age brackets. So we've got a graduate, we've got a newly qualified surveyor, we've got an associate, we've got a partner, we've got people from one of our UK cities, we've got people from every single part or area of our business represented on that board. So when we task the board with looking at something, we can get our answer back, which comes from a depth of knowledge within the business, which I think is going to be really, really powerful.
And each of those boards then reports to the main board.
Exactly right.
Right. Absolutely. That sounds and how difficult has it been to make sure that you've got the right people in the right places? I think when those the board was previously appointed, and yeah, you sort of explained that you felt that you needed the best people in the job, and the best people for the commercial board at the time was a board that didn't look very, very diverse.
Yep.
But in terms of finding the right people for these boards, clearly, you know, you were very easily able to find a diverse array of people within the company.
Absolutely right. And when you look at below the equity partnership level, we have a fantastically diverse business. And that's what makes this very, very exciting. So my ability overnight to change what the commercial board looks like was really, really limited. And frankly, will be for a little bit of time going forward. You know, it might be a year or 18 months or something like that. But what these boards now allow is direct reporting on strategic issues by people who represent this amazing diversity within our business. So without changing the actual board, we have advisors to the board and people who will come to the board every time the board meets who can give an opinion or a direction that is new. So direct answer to your question, how difficult was it? I mean, it didn't happen overnight. We had to think very, very carefully about what the proper representation should look like. And then we went around deciding that the first boards, which are really, really important first boards, but remember, these are boards with a shelf life of about 18 months each, after which they will be refreshed. So what we didn't want to do is put all our best people on all the boards right at the beginning. So what we've just made sure we've got is sufficient depth behind the scenes in order to keep these boards refreshing and moving forwards going on.
And the expectation is that in the medium term, some of the star performers from each of these boards will move to the commercial board.
Absolutely. It might not be a direct step, but it's absolutely a platform of recognition that we never had before. So if you imagine, and what I tried to do and what I explained to my board only today, What I tried to do is put myself back in the mindset of a 29-year-old who is trying to make a name for themselves in a marketplace which is almost by definition in the way we work, a relative silo. So you might be letting space from our Leeds office and you might be fabulously successful at that. But your audience within our business is also pretty specialist. Whereas what these boards allow is a real platform for recognition and opportunity and to demonstrate another dimension to your character or your intellect or your ability that wouldn't otherwise come out particularly quickly. So we're able to harness that, recognize it, and then begin to promote people based on this sort of multifaceted brilliance that they have that we can now find way more quickly.
You're obviously only too aware and clearly very much taking on head on sort of Knight Frank's old boys reputation or old boys club or whatever you want to call it. Did you come up against any sort of internal or external sort of naysayers and saying, oh, you'll never be able, you know, you never change an organisation like that, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I mean, the short answer is no, because the...
Just me suggesting it then, clearly.
the old boys club, I think, is a bit of a misnomer. We've got some really progressive thinkers in the organisation. I think any organisation, and I'm as guilty as any, there's a level of cynicism where if you're trying to introduce something that's new and something that feels a little bit radical, is it going to work? You know, can we make the effort to go through this process? It's going to be a long process. But actually, once it's been explained and once we can really, and particularly once we can begin to see the significant and very high speed impact of this on our business and measure it, I just don't think even a level of cynicism will remain. Can I give you an example of this, actually? Because again, I was speaking within the business about this only today. One of my roles is if someone decides to resign from our business for whatever reason, perhaps to go to a client. I like to go and see them and speak to them about it and understand what the reasons are. Are the reasons more opportunity elsewhere, or are the reasons a problem with our own organisation? And one of these conversations that I had only last week was with a real rising star. And this is someone who is in their late 20s, who said they've been offered this amazing job, and it is an amazing job they've been offered, way more money, and they felt that their career would be enhanced by moving into that new role outside of Knight Frank. I was then able to say, my armoury wasn't then, well, do you want any more money, or, what do you want? It's really, really limited, but it doesn't feel limited anymore. I was able to say, we've got a mobility within this organisation that we can offer you. You can go abroad, you can stay here, you can do anything you want. If you choose to stay in the area that you are, and you are brilliant at it, let me outline to you the opportunity within your career to be on one of these boards and to make the next step in our organisation and to be trained into a different position or into a different level or into a management responsibility. And at the end of that really two-way conversation with real engagement and real interaction, that person said, I get it, I'm going to stay. And they did. And to me, that's the power of it. That made me excited.
Fantastic. Well, we can see that. In what were the sort of biggest challenges that you, what's the hardest bit been, and what advice would you give to others maybe looking to undertake a similar sort of process?
I think I was lucky actually in the timing for me taking the role has coincided with every organisation having a proper look at themselves. Does this work? Is this fit for purpose? Not just for today, but is this fit for the next five or 10 years? And I was able, and Knight Frank gave me the opportunity really just to listen a lot, which is a bit ironic on a podcast, isn't it, where all I'm doing is yabbering. But so I listened a lot, and I heard what the business wanted, not just at a senior level, but I really made a big effort to speak. Well, it wasn't a big effort. I made put a lot of time aside to speak to people who I think really matter in our organisation, people who are going to run it in the future. And I heard a huge amount about engagement, and I felt that I needed to do something. So effectively, I applied for this job on the back of this change program, and as a result of getting the job, people had already signed up to the change program, and I then think that communication from then on is absolutely fundamental. So in the way that in our business everyone goes on about location, 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 do you know what I think within our business it's about communication times three.
You said there seems to be more of a sort of collective consciousness throughout the industry. Do you think it's becoming more and more difficult for organisations to not do this sort of thing, that it's really starting to stare people in the face, and the benefits are becoming more and more obvious that sort of something radical needs to happen in various organisations?
Yeah, I think we could all sleepwalk for the next 5 years and probably make a sensible living, or we can make a change that is going to make a real difference to our business over the next 15 years. I don't think, particularly in a partnership, I don't think it is actually all that difficult to make change. I think that we are a particularly agile breed. I think that we can move as quickly as we need to move, and to my mind, that makes it a very exciting place to be right now. I think the opportunities that making changes like this allow us to see are going to massively outweigh the time it takes to make them happen.
So clearly you've put all these boards in place. So what's the next step? What are we going to hear next? How are we going to keep up the momentum?
Well, the momentum internally really, really starts now. and getting those boards together is just the first step. That first step is really, really exciting for me because it's taking 10 people, as I've already said, from a diverse background within our organisation and putting them together for no other reason than they now have to work together. And that in itself is really quite an exciting dynamic. And if you then multiply that by the number of boards and the fact that those boards every 18 months will get refreshed, within a relatively short space of time, we will have our whole organisation have gone through an extraordinary programme and change in mindset from top to bottom. we will have so much more communication, so much more collaboration, and not only will we have witnessed really interesting things and benefited from the new strategic direction of our business, but we will have been able to spot these amazing stars, and those new amazing stars in our business are going to be able to move through our business and be promoted way quicker than ever before, because that is a big change that has happened. I think gone are the days where people joined an organization at 21 years old and thought, you know what, I might spend my career here. In order for us to retain our best talent, we have to give them a journey that they are absolutely engaged and excited about.
And I presume more and more clients are demanding of that sort of dynamic approach as well. Of course, you want it for the good of the business and day-to-day internally, but the clients need to see that dynamism, but also diversity as well.
Completely. And I think it's absolutely right that they demand it. I think it's essential. I think it's the business of tomorrow.
Fantastic. Stephen, thank you ever so much for joining us, and best of luck with it all.
Thank you, David. Thank you for your time.